On Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute Week, what happens subconsciously when we shop? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Gaurav Jain, assistant professor of marketing, takes a look at how we make decisions.
How do individuals, specifically consumers, make hundreds of decisions and judgments on a daily basis? Why do we choose to buy the products that we do? Over the past two decades, the field of behavioral economics has demonstrated that consumers often make choices irrationally, as they are influenced by cognitive biases. There are several cognitive processes behind consumer behavior, processes that often result in unfair or illogical judgments and decisions. One example of this is anchoring, where individuals are influenced by an initial piece of information when making a numerical judgment or decision. For example, when bidding on a product online, one may be subconsciously influenced by the starting price. This initial piece of information presented to a consumer is known as an anchor. While the effects of anchoring have been proven many times, there is little research that looks at how an anchor leads to a biased judgment. We looked at anchoring scenarios in non-numerical domains, such as domains of haptics, sounds, and colors, so we could surreptitiously observe the cognitive processes that take place. This could never be observed in numerical domains, as these processes take place mentally in numerical domains. In our research, it becomes clear to us that numerical cognition, that is the way we represent and process number in our mind, share a specific characteristic with physical cognition, the way we represent and process physical space in our minds. And that shared characteristic is the presence of landmarks. Numerical landmarks, just like physical landmarks, demand more attention, are perceived to be bigger than they are, and more importantly, prime individuals to make a decision. So just being exposed to a particular, completely irrelevant number may nudge you to make a decision you may not have otherwise made at all.
That was Gaurav Jain of the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.